Drive Me Crazy by Eric Jerome Dickey. Chapter 1. People call me Driver. It was my sobriquet, not my birth name. Driver. I've been working for the same limousine service since I made it back on this side of the wall. Not since the day I got out. I'd hustled here and there, but it was my first real job. After 2 years of living on lockdown, I found that as hard as it was living in a cage, it was even rougher when you finally had freedom sunshine on your face. I paid my debt, but a man with a record, no matter how legit he tries to be, will still get a hard time from the assholes holding the jobs. Part of it was my look. I'd inherited a John Henry railroad worker build like my maternal granddaddy. When you were 6'2" and dark as an open road, you grew up knowing that America wasn't as kumbaya as it claimed to be. In some countries, a man who looked like me would be a king. Where I lived, I just passed for a suspect. I learned how to soften that look. I shaved my head bald and wore glasses when I could. Glasses intellectualized my appearance. Actually, I needed them for reading. My world was getting blurry. When a man turned 40, his body started to change. But to be honest, I couldn't hide what I owned. A few times I had walked into a room and men pulled their women closer. Maybe because when some women saw me, there was a subtle shift, like somebody had struck a match down below. Women hadn't been shit but trouble in my world. My relationship with women was the same as my love-hate relationship with L.A. This city was expensive and pretty, decorated in palm trees and beaches, and even with smog, earthquakes, road rage, and endless traffic, a woman that beautiful was hard to leave. She heated you up in the middle of the day, and with a gentle breeze, she cooled you off at night. Married women. That was it.